the Meadowbrook. It's going to stop at the 1-4. Which way did you go, John? WB2CRC.
Right here. Traveling west, Sunrise Highway. Just passing over to 135.
Oh, joy. Yeah, I'm just going over to Westbury to drop this stuff off and see if I can pick up one or two odds and ends that I may need. By 2H moving. Oh, hi there.
Hi there. Just leaving Richie's house. Yeah, I picked up the fusion machine.
Oh, okay. You going to work on it with George, or are you going to start it yourself?
Which George?
IAT.
I don't know. I didn't know about George. But, well, I guess we'll see. See what I can see.
Okay. Anyway, I need a hand from you on configuring something on the other repeater, on the 7330, because it's been a long time since I've even touched it.
Yeah, which machine?
00.
Oh, I see flashing lights behind me. Hold on.
Take you away. Money for him. Life is beautiful all the time. He's who I can.
You know?
Yeah, I'm sorry, John picked it up. I couldn't hear you.
I said I'm in Nassau now if you need me.
No, you did it on the computer. And you can, you and I can figure out things. But, it's not a problem.
Alright. Hello, John.
Hello, Lou. I thought they were coming to take you away.
To the funny farm.
Life is beautiful all the time.
Oh, ha ha, hee
hee. Oh, I remember that. Just can't remember the name of the person who did it. Anyway, I'm going to stop it here. I'm going to take some stuff out, look for some stuff, so I'll be back. WB2ZSA.
Where are you, John?
In Merrick, westbound, Sunrise Highway, heading to Lynbrook. You going up in the S this week?
No. No, I'm going to go to Dayton either. I'm going to take it easy for a while.
I was supposed to go up with Brian, but got bogged down with service calls, so maybe next time.
You've been there before, though.
Well, actually, I've never been to an out-of-state ham fest.
Oh, my. All right. Bandwidth 2H mobile.
W2L repeat. Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Thank you. KE2DBE. This is KE2DBE testing transmission.
This is KD2WA. This is Kilo Delta 2, Whiskey November Alpha, looking for a radio check. Anybody copy?
This is KD2KNH, Kilo Delta 2, Kilo November Hotel. The radio's working fine. Just haven't arrived at my destination, that's why I didn't right away, but sounds good.
Roger that. KD2KNH, this is KD2WNA. Thank you for coming back for the quick radio check, 73s, and have yourself a great day. Enjoy the beautiful weather.
And you as well. KD2KNH, clear 73.
WB2WAK. WB2WAKT.
Hey, good morning, George.
Yeah, I guess you should have said that about half hour ago, but good afternoon to you, sir. Anyway, curious. Have any programming hints for a Yaesu-type DR2 repeater? I got the instruction book. I'd rather hear how to do it from somebody's done it as opposed to doing it from scratch and learning the hard way.
There's no programming cable. Everything is done off the touchscreen in the front. Fairly straightforward. With the uplink and downlink. And there's a second receiver that's available. You can put a second receiver in, or same receiver in with different DL or TPL. Everything else is squelch level. Which you need timeout timer, W identifier. Everything is done through the front panel.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Well, that'll keep it simple, at least at first. Wondering if it has external connections for an outboard controller for things like All-Star, if we wanted to do that, or kind of a board controller to allow us a little more versatility in what we do with. Also, we have the Wires X card, HRI or something. And is that done through the same front panel, or is there a different way of configuring that thing? And just as important as that, is there a How do you get into the wire X configuration? I'm assuming we need some sort of a thing that's an equivalent of a note dump.
Yeah, you apply to Yaesu for a node number, a node room. There's two ports on the repeater. There's a DIN plug where the YSX box will plug into, and the YSX box is plugged into a USB connector on the dedicated computer you're going to use. And the computer has the internet connection. And then there's also a 15-pin jack on the back, DB15 or DB25, I have to take a look. But that brings out your audio, your audio in, your audio out, your PTT, your receiver, COS. So I'm going to use an external controller. That's what you'll be able to use. So what I think, I have to do a little research, but I think you can run both the YX box and an All-Star node. There's two distinct connections. What you want to look up is Repeater Builder products. They make a bunch of bases for the Yaesu repeater to use an All-Star node.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the hints. Appreciate it. That's something to look in there. And I don't know. I don't have a date yet, though, on when they're going to go up. I know the work order has been cut, but, nobody knows when it's going to hit the top of the heap.
Oh, I understand. I understand. Love you guys. Got to stop in here when we get some potato salad dinner later on. We will talk to you. Don't. They're the easiest. It's the easiest thing to set up. Believe it or not, much easier than DMR or a DISA. I'll have to take a look too. I think there's one port that has been up. You have to open up. But I mean, you can actually download the software. Play around with it. It's on Yaesu's website for the YSX box.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Very good. Thanks. Yeah, the book mentioned there was a couple of UDPs to open up, going through the router. So that seems to be pretty straightforward. So get around the network address translation problems. Anyway, thanks. Go get your potato salad. WB2WAK, WB2IKT.
Yeah, there's also a utility built into the software. So after you want to check to make sure everything's good, it tries each of the ports that are supposed to be open, and it either goes green or goes red. So fairly straightforward. They did a nice job putting that thing together. We'll catch you again. And you're right, I've been running around. I thought it was still morning. I'm seeing it after 12:30. Good afternoon, WB2WAK.
Okay, very good. Thanks. WB2WAK, WB2IKT, Quinn.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2V repeater.
W2VL repeater. Thank you. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeat.
KC2BZI, calling November 2, got out of Sierra.
KC2BZI, N2GGS. KC2BZI, N2GGS. Testing KC2BZI, N2GGS. KC2VZI, N2GGS. Hello, Eddie, KC2, DCI. November 2, Golf, Golf, CS. Delay. KC2, DCI. Call it N2. S, I can't hear you. I got a dead key from you. KC2, DCI. N2, copy. KC2, DCI. N2, KC2, DCI. N2, just hold it. Eddie, are you there?
One, can you, one.
KC2, BCI, I hear you. November 2, South South Sierra. November 2, Golf Golf.
W2 Golf Golf. This is WD2 EAV. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, W2 EAV, is it? Name here is Stefan.
Name is Ed, and I'm going for going for a little walk on a splendid afternoon.
I'm talking to a friend of mine, is Eddie also. He's here in the living room with me. I can hear him when he transmits. He can't hear me. He was telling me there's something wrong with my radio, but I'm getting into you through the Limelock repeater, correct?
You sound absolutely fine. I am hearing you. I am acknowledging you and letting you know that. There's not much more to say. Where are you not hearing him? What frequency, what mode, etc.?
About 146.250 transmit frequency.
No, I do not mean how are you talking to me. How are you not able to hear him? Is that on this frequency or another repeater or what?
I don't hear him on the same repeater. I'm listening to both of you, KC2 BDI. I don't hear him when he transmits, my friend Stefan here. But I'm Eddie, and I don't hear him, but I hear you. I just can't hear him. Can you hear me? I hear you.
Yeah, I hear you beautifully. Let me guess, are the two of you very, very close to each other?
Correct, we're 10 feet.
Close to each other. You can jam the other race.
Thank you, that's what it is, because we're 10 feet away from each other, so obviously he's jamming my receive. He transmits.
If either of you has a battery-operated radio, go for a walk. We're about 100 feet away. It should all start to work.
Thank you so much for resolving that situation. Thank you. KC2 BZI, listening.
I'm glad to help. Glad to be of some assistance. That's why.
Yeah, the WB2 station, enter GGS. Are you still there?
Still here.
Yeah, how come I can jam him, but he's not Jim?
I can't give you a specific answer by giving you a shot. Walking on a repeater, you're both transmitting on 146.5 and receiving on 146.85. The door is transmitting on 146.25. He's listening on 146.85. Very close. And the if the filtering and the receiver is good enough, your signal can take out this receiver. So yes, the short answer is the receiver your radio or the other way around? No, it's the two receivers. One has better filters and one has worse. I hope the more expensive one has the better filters, but you never know.
Okay, that's a good explanation. I got the Japanese radio, the Bang something or other. He's got a Chinese radio.
Well, I'm just saying, usually the more expensive radios have better rejection of all frequency signals. But there's no guarantee. Just long as you know, there's a limit to how close to each other and talk on a repeater. It's that simple.
Marky Boku, N2GGS, please.
You have a good afternoon. WB2EAD is still hanging around.
Yes, W2B, I didn't get the other letters, but I am now 50 feet from him, and I hear you conversating with him just fine. So his transmit was, like you said, blocking my receive because we were too close. I was 8 feet from him, 5 feet from him when it was doing that. Now I'm 40, 50 feet, and I hear the both of you guys just fine. Thank you again for resolving that. 82BI.
All right, well, I'm for a walk. I'll be here for a while if you want to talk. And if you want to be alone with the bus, that's fine. I will come to you to get you.
Okay, KQ2BZI, you want to come back in again and see if we can get this thing set up for tonight?
KQ2BZI. Okay, N2GGS. You know, when I get the chance, I'm going to ask this gentleman here. He said WB2, I guess the other three letters. But about that Kenwood I have, got the Kenwood 30 years. And it was in harm. And I got a new battery for it, but the DFO won't open up for nothing. So I was going to try to program it with a computer. Maybe you know, salvageable. It works, but it only gets two channels that the software in it is messed up. You can't reprogram it no matter what I tried. So I figured I'd connect it to a laptop. See if I can get the frequency, get it updated or something.
How old is that radio?
It's a HT Kenwood. I believe it's, I think it's HT 22 or 220 or 22. It's a strictly 2 meter, 4 watt HT Kenwood. It's 30 years old. And I didn't use it for 15 years. I didn't use it. And the battery died in it. Put a new battery in it. It turns on, and I cannot add any. I can't get the VFO open to go up or down. It just stays stuck on two channels.
Wait, are you saying that you have two channels programmed inaccessible and you can't program more? Or saying it's even doing that?
I think it's tuned out.
Well, I don't believe a 30-year-old radio is compatible with computer programming. What I suggest to you is that you possibly still have the original tools, ha ha ha, find it, she was says. If not, go to type in Kenwood HT22 or whatever it is, and the word manual. And there's a good chance to get access to the original Kenwood manual radio line. And you can leaf through the manual on the computer, and hopefully you can print out any pages that seem relevant, and you hear the manufacturer is telling you what to do. And you'll realize what you can do, and it's possible that it just won't do what the manufacturer tells you the manual should do, and then maybe it just might be time to give up on that radio.
Okay, yeah, I have the manual. I still have the manual. I'll try another shot at it. I remember it was stuck on just two frequencies. I couldn't get anything out of it, and it had reset factory specifications. So I went in there and edited it, but it's still stuck. So I've got to look at the manual much closer. Thank you again.
There's an old joke that says, when all else fails, you are at your wit's end. Try reading the instruction manual.
Yes, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do, is get into the manual again. That's what I'll do, take another look at it. Now look at it in a different way today, a different day.
And patience, the radio I'm talking to you on is the same way I can program in things from the front panel. I don't need a computer and cable. But when I try to do it, it's going to take a while. It's not like these manuals are that clear. You have time to wade through it while you're trying to wade through mud. But it is there. And usually the problem is you, not the radio. So be patient, and you should be rewarded.
Very good. I'll do that. Thank you again. Thank you too, clear.
You have a WB2EAV.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
GMU Mobile listening. Delta 2, Zulu Mike Uniform, listening.
W2VL repeater.
KE2, you you are, KD2DMU.
KD2CMU, good afternoon. This is George here, right down in Flushing. How are you today?
Good, George. This is also George. You and I spoke yesterday also, when you were in Whitestone, and I was driving from Whitestone to Port Washington. What's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing well today. Good day. Nice day out. My wife and I were home most of the day together, so it was a nice day. The change of the weather, so I love the trees and just getting out right now, going to meet up a couple of friends, and touch base and see you on tonight. I know there's a, I think the net tonight, right? 8:30?
Yeah, the I'm enjoying the day as well. Just finished work. Then I headed over to Home Depot. I had to buy a bunch of wood plank to fix something. And luckily I didn't spend too much money in there. Whenever I go into Home Depot, it's like a kid going into Toys R Us, you know? But I survived this time, and I only spent $13 for three planks. So I'm very lucky.
Absolutely. Sounds like you got away cheap today. Going to Home Depot and only spending $13 and not just making keys, that's a good day. No, I'm glad you're having a good day. Hope it's not too much of a repairs that you're working on. But, yeah, that's what's going on here. Just touching base, heading over to really College Point, pick up some friends, and to go out for a little bit. Back to you, George.
Awesome, man. Well, look, you're probably going to have a very good night. It's supposed to be, I think it's supposed to be, you know, 65 right now, 64. But let me tell you, I'm looking forward to the heat. I'm losing, I'm like losing it, waiting for summer to be here, for summertime weather. I was really hoping that it was going to be sunny and 70 from here on.
Well, I think this week we might get a tease. It might dip a little bit next week. But hopefully for the rest of the foreseeable future, we can stay above 60. That will be nice and comfortable for me. But it's nice to see the sun. And as you said, it's a good day to get out. You know, after this winter being cooped up, it's time to bust free.
No, absolutely. And, you know, being in Whitestone, you got a lot of cool parks around you also, you know? So there's a lot of cool places for getting some fresh air, exercise and stuff. Stone, I have to say, man, there's also the park down by Malva. That's a really good park also. Johnstown. So you guys have a lot of cool stuff over there if you're into the park.
No, for sure. You get the, as you say, Frenchland Park, which is the one by the Whitestone Bridge, close to Malva. And there's a couple of nice parks like you were talking about. But even Bayside has a couple of great parks right on the water. I actually like Little Park because you got the, you know, it's a nice walking path during the day. And you can actually walk right up to Northern Boulevard if you're up to it, you know. It's nice. It's a nice day. Nice walk. But a little bit warmer, I think, because my wife likes to come with me. So we like to take the journey together. Nice casual stroll. It's always good to get out, and I also like the camera. Right now, the hawk all over the place. I think they're red-tailed hawks. They're all over the place over in that Bayside area.
Yeah, copy. You know, I grew up around here, and in Queen talking about, and I don't remember ever seeing hawks until very, very recently. I was hanging out in my backyard one day. I was having a cigar. And I saw right in front of me and my neighbor a pigeon, I guess, a pigeon or a crow. No, you know what? It was a crow flying over my house, and then out of nowhere, coming straight for it, like perpendicular, was a hawk. And this hawk just grabbed that crow. A bunch of feathers come flying out, like exploded, and it ended up just freaking taking it to God knows where.
But again, you know, I grew up over here. I never remember seeing any hawks. The only time I would see hawks is like out east.
No, for sure. And I think it has something to do with, you know, COVID with nobody going out and whatnot. That's increased the animal population, most definitely. The only time I've seen hawks, I worked on a lot of high-rises in town. And then you would see them. They would perch really high, and like you said, they would just come out of nowhere and grab something and back to their nest. But yeah, it's definitely an interesting animal kingdom we have.
No, absolutely it is. Absolutely. And it's cool. It's cool. You know, I mean, deer here also now. Again, deer walking down Bell Boulevard. I kid you not. I know there's deer in Great Neck now. I saw a fox in Great Neck. And my sister sent me a picture, sister-in-law sent me a picture of a deer that was on the side of the LIE by New Hyde Park. So it's just, it's we're living in weird times, man. But Liz George, I'm going to let you, I just wanted to pick you up. I didn't want to leave you hanging. I'm going to say 73 for right now, but you enjoy your time out with your crew. And hope you have a lot of fun times, and I'm sure I'll speak to you soon, okay? So I'm going to say 83 on your final.
Thank you, George. You too. I hope you enjoy this evening, and definitely speak to you again soon. K-E-C-U-R, clear. Have a good...
Yup, you too. Enjoy. K-E-2-Z-M-U is also clear. 73.
W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeat.
YJ, net control for the Monday night info net. Please stand by. I'll be starting the net within the next 30 seconds or so. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Limark Information Net, held every Monday evening on this repeater at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. My name is Harry, KC2FYJ, and I will be net control for this evening's net. Before we begin, are there any stations with emergency traffic? The purpose of this net is to announce information of interest to Limark, its members, and the amateur radio community in general. Everyone is welcome, and you do not have to be a member of Limark to check in. You will check in by category. The categories are officers and board members, committee chairs, day calls, W calls, N calls, A calls, Echolink check-ins, IRLP check-ins, and final All-Star check-ins. When announce your category, please give your call, and if you have traffic for the net, please state with traffic. Should you miss your category, there will be an opportunity for late check-ins after any traffic has been passed. I will now take check-ins for the net. The first category of check-ins is officers and board members. All Limark officers and board members, please check in now. This is KC2FYJ.
KC2. ZVT, good evening, Harry.
KD2DXL, good evening, Harry.
That recognizes KC2ZVT and KD2GXL. Any other officers and board members? Nothing heard. The next category is committee chairpersons. All Limark committee chairpersons, please check in now.
NY2H.
NY2H recognized. Any other committee chairs wishing to check in this evening? Nothing heard. We'll move on to call signs beginning with the letter K. All K calls checking in from the Glen Oaks repeater, 146850, please check in now.
KE2CUR.
KB2OIE.
K0GIO.
Kilo Delta 2, Romeo Echo Kilo.
Kilo Bravo 2, HHU.
KD2FIU.
Okay, I'd like a clarification on that first station that checked in. Was that Kilo Echo 2 or Kilo Bravo 2 CUR? Once again, that initial station that checked in, was that Kilo Echo 2 CUR or Kilo Bravo 2 CUR?
KE2 CUR. Kilo Echo 2 CUR. Sorry, guys.
Thank you. That's what I thought I heard. I just wanted to make sure. The net recognizes KE2 CUR, KB2 OIE, KO, K0 GIO, K0 KD2REK, KB2HHU, and KD2FIU. Are there any other K calls checking in through Glen Oaks 14685? Please check in now. Nothing heard. How about K calls checking in from the Selden repeater 147375? Please check in now.
KC1SAM.
Kilo Echo 2 to Quebec Yankee.
The net recognizes KC1SAM and KE2CQY. Are there any other K calls checking in through the Selden repeater 147375? Nothing heard. All K calls from any other input. Please check in now. Nothing heard. Next, I'll take W calls. Calls beginning with the letter W, keying in from the Glen Oaks repeater 14685. Please check in now.
WB2DNG.
Just a clarification, was that WB2 Delta Mike Golf or Delta November Golf?
WB2 Delta November Golf.
Thank you for that. The net recognizes WB2DNG. Are there any other W calls checking in through the Glen Oaks repeater, 146850?
Whiskey 2, Kilo Alpha Golf.
WKHE recognized. Any W calls checking in through the Selden repeater, 147375?
WS2N.
WB2BEZ. WS2N and WB2BEZ recognized. Any other W calls from the Selden repeater 147375? Please check in now. Nothing heard. Any other W calls from any other input? Please in now.
WB2 Charlie Mike Foxtrot.
W2CMF recognized. Any other W calls? Any input? Nothing heard. This is KC2FYJ, net control for the Limark information net. Next, I will take check-in from all call sign beginning with the letter N. All N calls. Any input? Please check in now.
N2ZUC.
N2ZUC recognized. Any other N calls? Next, I'll take check-ins from any call sign beginning with the letter A. All A calls, please check in now.
AC2KY.
AC2KY recognized. Any other A calls? Nothing heard. Next, I'll take calls from anyone joining us this evening via EchoLink. Anyone on EchoLink, please check in now.
KD2PSY.
I'm sorry, gentlemen, you doubled. Please try again. The two stations that were checking in via EchoLink, you doubled, and I didn't get either of you. Please check in again.
With KD2ESY and KD2KNH.
Well, thank you for that. KD2ESY and KD2KNH recognized. Anyone else coming in via EchoLink?
Kilo Echo 2 Alpha Romeo Alpha.
2RB.
KE2ARA and W2ROB recognized. Any other EchoLink stations this evening? Nothing heard. Anyone coming in this evening via IRLP, please check in now. Anyone one coming in via All Star. Please check in now. Any other call sign groups that have not been mentioned? Anyone who wishes to check in, please check in now. That sounded like Kilo 2 November Tango Hotel. Please confirm.
Affirmative.
Okay, we now have one station listing traffic this evening, and that's KD2GXL. Ken, go ahead with your traffic. Or did you not have traffic tonight, and I'm just confusing it with the other net?
No, I had no traffic, Harry. I was the other net.
In that case, we have no traffic this evening. Does anyone have any traffic for the net? Okay, no traffic at all this evening. I thank everyone who checked in. At this time, are there any late check-ins?
KB2YBO. And WS2M with traffic.
Okay, the first WS2N, I have you check, and I'll give you traffic in a moment. The other station, was that KB2YBO, Kilo Bravo 2, Yankee Bravo Oscar?
KB2YBO, Kilo Bravo 2, Yankee Victor Oscar, correct.
Okay, Yankee Victor Oscar, I've got you. All right, WS1N, Paul, go ahead with traffic.
Yeah, I don't hear Ken here this evening. Usually he makes an announcement for the computer net on Wednesday. I haven't heard that he canceled it, so my guess is it's probably still on, you know, at 8:30 on these repeaters. Back to you, Harry.
Actually, you're correct. They jogged my memory. I do have an announcement from Richie, which I neglected to announce because I got wrapped up doing roll call. Two items from Richie. First is to all members who are celebrating Passover, happy Passover. And the second item is that, yes, as far as we are aware, Ken Gunther will be running a computer net this Wednesday on this repeater. It's at 8 p.m. It's for all things computer, new laptops, new tops, embedded systems, any questions about computers. Everyone is welcome to listen and ask questions. And if you don't have the time to get on the air, you can submit questions. Now, what is the email address? I believe it's computernet@limark.org, if I remember correctly. The specific information, the correct information, can be found on the Limark website. Does anyone else have anything else for the net this evening?
Yeah, Y2H, Harry, do you need me to start up Newsline later or no?
Given that I don't have those codes, yes, I do. Thank you very much. At this point, I will close the net. And I'd like to thank everyone who checked into the Limark Information Net for their participation and support this evening. If you were listening but did not check, please feel free to check in next week. The Limark Swap and Shop Net will begin at the conclusion of this net, and Swap and Shop will be followed by Radio Newsline. The net is now closed at 47 hours. George, KD2FIU, the frequency is yours. Good night, buddy.
Thank you, Harry. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Limark Swap and Shop. This is George, KD2FIU, your net control. If you have urgency traffic, break in using the word emergency.